Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I found my keys yesterday.
Were you looking for them?
Yes. So that's a good thing.
And we drove out.
Oh, good.
And we drove out. That's Craig's joke, too, Craig. You should have said
that's
that.
Everybody's joke.
I know.
It is.
It's an old one.
We love that. No, you invented that joke.
It's an old one. Yeah. Here's the thing. I am very.
How'd you get
very,
here? How'd you get here in your car yesterday, then?
I drove.
Where'd you lose your keys?
Well, I lost the keys to our door inside here.
I thought that key was probably on your car ring.
No, there's two different rings.
Got it.
Yeah, that's the part where you lose me. Why do you have two different key rings? Just have one.
Especially if you're going to the same place every day.
It gets too big. I don't want it in my pocket.
How many keys do you really need?
Well, one's a C ring, so kind of two on there would hurt.
Well, that one doesn't go in the pocket.
No.
No, I'm with Craig. I don't like a key ring with 18 keys.
I don't either, but the one from your office at work and your car, that's what you do every day, that's the two you need, and everything else, and your house maybe, it's three, right?
Yeah, I got maybe six keys on my key ring.
I got one. And I got another key ring that has a key to the office.
So where'd you find it, Chris?
I thought, but it's gone. So I thought I had a key to the office.
I do. I do, and I never use it.
Yeah, so I hate to lose my keys. I have not lost my keys in years because I will always
same place.
Make a point of putting them in exactly the same place.
Me too.
No matter what.
Me too.
I mean, it is a big deal to me to not lose my keys.
Right.
So I lost my keys.
How did you?
I didn't know.
Somebody moved them?
I didn't know. So I couldn't get in the office yesterday. We had to wait for other people, you know, this and that. And so I decide, well, okay, the night before I had them, because I'd been here the night before.
Okay.
The night before I had them for sure. So maybe when I stopped at the store on my way home, somehow they fell out of my pocket. So I went to that store yesterday. I'm walking up to the customer service area to ask them if my keys were in lost and found. I put my hands in my pockets of my coat and found my keys right there.
There you go. Beautiful.
I picked up that coat yesterday morning when we were looking.
Did you just walk away like, okay, I'm not in line for any reason? Or would you say something?
I didn't make it to the line
I was
yet.
Oh, you didn't make it to the line yet.
No, okay. I was walking up.
Yeah.
Did you still hang your head in shame and walk out of the store?
Sort of, because at that point I was thrilled that I'd found my keys. I had lost all hope.
Well, you're used to that.
And then that faded quickly and
for the keys. For the keys.
Lost all hope line, that was huge, I bet, man.
I lost all hope.
I might have been lying with you.
I mean, the last thing I was holding on to was my keys.
So you didn't turn the house upside down?
No.
Because,
I knew that I hadn't put them anywhere in the house.
I get obsessive, compulsive, and Christy gets so mad at me. If anything that I can't find.
Oh, I get pissed.
And I want to find it now. Then I'm on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm turning over everything in the office. I'm turning over everything in the bedroom.
I've gotten over that because I've learned that the people in my house don't care nearly as much as I do where stuff is.
Yeah. But I should learn that, too.
Yeah, me too.
And then Todd's over there serving a search warrant. He's tossing everything.
Somehow I got past that. Because no one in my house cares as much as I do where stuff is.
No, because I found out too many times, and I still need to knock it off, because it'll show up in an obvious place. Oh, well, here they are.
And you're bitching all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I've done the same
thing. Oh, yeah. You mean absolutely.
Like, you mean like your coat pocket?
Kicking and screaming and slamming doors, and
everybody's a freaking moron.
Right. Oh, wow. Well,
But there was that one time that the remote was in the fridge, so you never know. This could be that time.
Oh, that's right. You put the remote in the fridge, right?
So
you
I got to keep looking.
Weed is crazy drug.
Yeah, like the other day, I had just gotten my registration, my tags.
All right.
For the truck. And one day I wake up and I can't find them. I can't find them. Where the hell could they be?
Mm-hmm. In the truck?
Yeah. Turns out they were in the truck. And I was just too lazy to. It was cold out or something.
I'll put them in here so I remember.
So you turned the whole house over and they were in the truck.
Oh, yeah. It was a great mystery. Where the hell did the registration? How'd you lose the registration? And it turns out I'd put it in the council.
And never moved.
Yeah, I had intended to put the stickers on when it wasn't so cold.
So we were at my mother-in-law's house.
I'll do it in the spring.
on Sunday.
3 months later.
I come in and my brother-in-law is in the garage, turning over the garage looking for something my mother-in-law had sent him to find. Right. It's in there somewhere. Oh. It's in a.
That's the worst when somebody tells you to do something and they have it.
Yeah, she said, well, I know it's over there somewhere. It's along that wall in one of those tubs. She's got all the storage tubs and stuff. And he's been, I don't know how long he's been in there, opening every one, searching, and he's asking me, do you know where these are at? I don't know. And I said, well, I'm going to go inside. Let me finish. I was making a drink. Let me go finish making a drink. I'll come back out here and help you. I take one step up into the laundry room by the garage. I said, did you look in these cabinets here? He says, no. She said they were out here. Open up one cabinet. There they were.
Right there.
Handed them right to him.
They walked in.
I'll be in here finishing my drink.
Yeah. I don't like this. I get this from my, because this is, our wives always bitch at us. We're all in the same group there because we're men. it's over there. Okay, well, it's not. I've been looking. No, it's over there. I put it there. I know it's there. I know, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, and they get mad at you. No, it's there. No, it's not. I looked. Oh, here they are. And it was somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then all that yelling at you, calling you a freaking idiot, not necessarily those terms, but basically she's mad at you because she told you were there and you can't find it. And then she goes, oh, no, they're here. Sorry.
You're lucky if you get a sorry.
All the time. Not even. There's nowhere sorry. You're right. No sorry.
I get the opposite at my house because I'll look for something and I'll be like, it's gone. Then she'll come over and be like, it's like right in front of your face. Like, oh, thank you. Okay, thanks.
I get that too. I've done that actually.
Yeah, I just don't have any patience to look for anything.
And I have found that I cannot say, well, if you just move something, you could find it. And that doesn't work for me. It's okay if I'm told that though.
Yeah.
Stuff will just vanish at our house, too. My wife will be like, well, it doesn't just get up and walk away. I'm like, we have three kids. It does.
Yes, it does.
It could end up anywhere.
It does walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, the stuff itself doesn't, but these little, like, they'll take it anywhere. Who knows?
They don't care.
No.
Well, sometimes Christy doesn't like it where I leave stuff laying around. But at least I know where it is.
I know where it's at.
And then it gets moved, and then I get mad.
Start turning over cars and houses and stuff.
Right.
Touch King Kong at that point.
Yeah, I can understand.
Todd Mad.
Yeah.
The remote's the thing that really makes me mad that I can't find it though. It's like we still don't have a designated spot for the remote, but it should be
someplace
on one of the couch, like visible on one of the couches.
Right. When you leave the remote, leave it visible.
Yeah. Yeah. And it never is.
No.
Put it on a table. That's always what I've told.
No.
Put the remote on the end table.
No. Can't do it.
Buried in the couch.
Yeah.
Buried in the couch.
Yep.
Rolled up in an Afghan somewhere. Hopefully not your room.
Not a crusty one.
Didn't you once lose a remote forever?
I did. And I found it.
When you moved, right?
Yes. It was in one of those.
It fell inside a recliner.
And that
or
was
something.
Just. No. It was. That was where the kids. That was one of those. Madison was two or three. She's pretty young. And I lost the remote forever. Never showed up. And then we moved, and I picked up one of those vases, the big, huge vases that sit in the house somewhere.
Yeah.
Shook that, heard it was in there.
Inside there.
So that's what she took it and just threw it in there one day. And then probably at
thought nothing of it.
At 2 years old, enough. Laughed at us for years after that.
If she would have remembered to.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope you've never let her live that down.
No, I don't. I still yell at her for that.
You should.
Because, you know, all the thing good about that, Todd, is I know at least it was somewhere where it didn't disappear. Because it really, I turned up the house, man. I said, it's got to be here. And it was. But in a place you would never pick up and look inside.
Marcus says, my wife and I have been damn near divorce terms.
That's right.
Over the charger for my laptop.
I don't blame him for that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dump her ass.
Leave it where it is.
Right.
The chargers pissed me off.
Oh.
Because I won't break a charger. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, hey, where's my charger? I'm like, oh, the kids have it. Yeah. I'm like, well...
can't they get their own?
How do I charge my phone out? Right.
Yeah.
Get their own.
Yeah. It's always, they're like $8. I'm like, why don't we just buy a ton of chargers and then we never have to worry about this again?
But, yeah, I'm with you on that.
So she did just buy chargers, but like we needed four chargers and we bought two. Okay, thanks. Now this just continues forever. Perfect.
I'm living that hell right, right. now.
I still get a hard time because I took one to work. I bought a charger specifically for work. Like, well, you got that work charger? Like, yeah, I have a charger at work. It's fine. I'm 36 years old. I have a phone charger at work. It's fine.
I'm allowed to have it.
Work says it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not bringing it home.
No.
I will never see it again.
No.
We have a couch that'll eat stuff too. If like something goes to the side, we've got to like
it goes in somewhere
tap
in
the bottom of it, and you can like, oh, it's such a pain in the ass.
All right. Judge ordering Stormy Daniels to pay President Trump more than $293,000 in attorney's fees and sanctions.
I didn't read the article. Why did she? What
the judge says he's ordering her to pay because of her meritless defamation lawsuit against Trump.
Defamation one.
The amount is less than the $800,000 that Trump's attorneys were asking for. The actress has claimed that she had an affair with Trump prior to him becoming president. Her defamation lawsuit was over a tweet the president wrote about her claim that she was approached in Vegas by a man who threatened her to keep quiet about Trump. If you remember, she said that happened once.
All that aside, though, she needs thanked more often because without Cohen and her, a lot of the stuff is not breaking our way. So, and I realize a lot of the liberal media won't give her credit because they don't want to be tied down to a porn star, but she's a huge reason, only reason Cohen turned. And Cohen's going to jail today, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, we should just thank her for some of her work, too.
Oh, that, too.
She's been very generous.
I thank her for her work.
Just for her body of work.
Yeah.
So she's going to end up having to pay Donald Trump to have sex with him? That's gross.
Yeah.
I would like to think that someone will step up and say, look, Stormy, we got this.
Somebody's going
to
do that.
Because she got paid, what, $120 to keep it quiet?
$130.
Whatever she got paid initially, but I'm sure that wasn't six figures.
No.
$130,000.
Yeah.
Get the raw end of that deal.
She got the...
literally.
Yeah.
She got the knob, right? What's it called? What's his penis look like?
Toad.
Toad.
Oh, yeah.
Toad.
She got the toad end of that deal.
A Baltimore area pharmacist will spend more than 3 years behind bars for distributing opioids in exchange for sexual favors.
What'd she look like? Oh, it was a guy, wasn't it?
Richard Hiller.
Old Dick Hiller
was sentenced to federal prison time plus an additional 3 years of supervised release and a $15,000 fine. The 64-year-old pharmacist admitted that while working at the pharmacy, he filled fake prescriptions for oxycodone for women who would have sex with him.
You know, these guys that do this, and you read about landlords who do the same thing.
Yeah.
They have to broach the subject for the first time.
Yeah.
How the hell do you do that?
How do you present?
Maybe she did
that proposition.
That might help. Let's say the lonely apartment girl doesn't bring it up. Let's say the girl looking for opioids doesn't bring it up. Say you have to bring it up. So the first time you do that, the guy's putting himself out there. Like you assume she's going to say yes.
First of all,
and
you have to know that she wants them.
But you. But I'm just saying. But she
pills.
But she might not want to go that far. Listen, here are the pills for this. He has to actually say that out loud. A landlord has to say that out loud, and it's illegal as hell to say it, you know, both of them.
Yeah, but in the...
I never got the landlord part.
The property sex...
what do you mean you don't have money for rent?
Well, in property sex episodes of a U-Porn...
Yeah, great,
The women always bring it up.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes it legal or
not. Yeah, the landlord shows. And the landlord shows up with the point of view camera, by the way.
Yeah, always.
See, they need to throw more of that on HGTV.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Less property brothers, more property sex.
Yeah, I don't watch property brothers. You're right. More property sex.
Is there any pharmacy porn with the strung out girl? Like, I need my pills. And he's like, well, you know.
There could be some pharmacy porn in there. I haven't checked
that. That is a good angle. I've never heard of that one.
But property sex, I watch those,
And they're already raised up a little bit anyway.
Yeah, but pharmacy sex, that'd be a good episode.
It would be.
You should pitch that.
Knocking pills off the counter. Give me that little syringe.
Yeah. And everybody's got something you can trade, but you have to bring up for the first time. Hey, I'll mow your lawn for, no. She's going to say no and then call the cops. Or the husband's going to beat the hell out of you. I'm just saying, you got to have serious balls to bring that up in regular life.
Well, it could come up in conversation. Yeah.
Only if they bring it up, Craig. I'll come over. I'll come over and announce your event. I'm trying to think if we have any skills. We don't. I'll come over.
We don't.
Okay, I got one of those shoes. I'll come and announce your event for it. Oh, no. Then well, you're busted.
That's when you got to play off. I'm just joking. I wouldn't actually do it. When she gets horrified,
okay.
You go, oh, no, I'm joking. Come on.
That's absurd.
Because
I wouldn't actually do that.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say Nick has his job's the same as ours. I'll come over. He does comedy, but I'll come over and do a set for no. So actually, we have no marketable skills.
In that sense.
I will build a brand new kitchen for you if you're a for and that gets around and you're a perv and you're not going to get a job again.
Yeah, but if
you're getting a lot of
you're
Yeah, but you're busy all the time.
Yeah, but you're never going to get return clientele because she's going to figure out real quick he can't build a kitchen.
Yeah, that's true. I'm talking about
these cupboards are cardboard boxes.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking
one
about
and
people,
done.
People with
yeah, yeah.
We could actually be a slumlord, I guess, and get some action. But then
eventually
you get busted.
What do you mean you don't have any money?
Right.
Something.
Yeah.
It's probably some dude getting.
But still, you gotta have balls to say that out loud.
You do.
Yeah. I mean, you really gotta have balls to say that.
Assuming that she's not going to say it.
Yeah.
You have.
Assuming
to.
They're not bringing it up.
Right.
Ugh. Bet it happens. It's probably some dude getting a handy for a Whopper somewhere today.
All right.
Yes.
I said no onions.
I said no onions.
The phone lines are not lit up.
No, they're not.
No, we know any number of people listening right now have participated in such a transaction.
Trade?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe if the woman brings it up. I don't know how the guy even says it out loud. If he's not,
it's got to be her.
If he's not a complete creep, you know.
Yeah, but even then.
It's got to be her.
I believe either way, it's illegal. Yes.
It is illegal. But you'd still consider it, you know?
Yeah, there's got to be some perks to being an assistant manager.